time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, August 26th, 2019. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect. From this afternoon through this evening, we have north winds 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20 and rising as high as 30 knots in the afternoon, so it could be windy on the lower river and also on the beaches today, ocean beaches. Wind waves from the north, 4 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and west swells 5 feet at 10 seconds apart. And these small craft advisory level winds are kind of a fall weather pattern that we're kind of easing into as we get toward the end of the week and when September gets here and we have meteorological fall begins. And today on the Ship Report, we're going to be talking about how beavers are helping to restore salmon habitat in the Pacific Northwest. It's a story from National Geographic about a very local thing that's really cool, natural salmon habitat restorations by critters that already live here in our environment. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders. We have 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Gloria Starlight. She's arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Longview, Washington, and she's going there to pick up petcoke, and she will pass Astoria probably in the wee hours of the morning around 3:30 this morning, and is already at Longview by 7 a.m. The Azure is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage, and she's probably a wheat ship. But she will arrive in the anchorage at about 3:30 in the morning. The Nemrut Bay is arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. I think she could be carrying cement on board. She'll pass Astoria around 9 a.m. and arrive in Portland around 4 p.m. The Daria Muti is our next inbounder, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's a wheat ship, and she'll ultimately go upriver to pick up wheat at an upriver port. She'll arrive in our anchorage, however, here off Astoria at about 12:30 p.m. The Tiger Shangzi is arriving from China, headed for the Crims Island anchorage, which is just a little bit downriver from Longview on the Washington side of the river. And sometimes if you're driving along that the highway that runs along the north side of the Columbia, you can see ships that are anchored there. They're actually fairly close to shore. And she is going upriver eventually. Well, she's going upriver today. She's getting to the Crims Island anchorage, but eventually she'll be going further upriver to pick up wheat. She will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. Expect to see her in the Crims Island anchorage area at about 8:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Pan Daisy. She's headed for Portland to pick up potash. She'll be leaving the anchorage around 7:30 a.m. off the downtown waterfront in Astoria and probably get to Portland by about 3:30 p.m. The Eco Sand G.O. is leaving to head for Vancouver, leaving our Astoria anchorage. And she will be picking up wheat in the Vancouver area, probably at the Port of Vancouver, leaving around 1 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. That leaves 4 vessels in our Astoria anchorage awaiting orders, the Four Coal, the Tokyo Spirit, the Lemisos Wind, and the Sea Hope. In our outbounders, we have the articulated tug and barge rig, the Ocean Reliance. She's a Crowley Maritime-owned vessel. Leaving Portland, refined petroleum is her cargo, leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7:30 p.m. The Blessed Luck is leaving Kalama carrying wheat at about 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. The CSL Spirit is leaving Rainier. She's leaving from the gypsum plant there in Rainier. Her cargo on board is gypsum, which is a crumbly white mineral cargo. Leaving around 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m., the Nord Columbia is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland around 2:30 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 10:30 in the evening. And the FPMC 32 is leaving Kalama. She's a chemical tanker. She could have ammonia on board. But at any rate, she is a tanker carrying a liquid cargo. She's leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The GMB Alchemini is leaving Vancouver with, is leaving a berth that handles break bulk cargo. So big pieces of things could be lumber, could be steel, could be, wind turbine parts, say, coming into the port would go to a break bulk cargo berth. So that's the general kind of cargo that is handled at that particular berth at the Port of Vancouver. The Bunun Leader is leaving Portland with soda ash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. The Dimijohn A is leaving Calama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, leaving around 5:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10:30 p.m. And the Adelante GR is leaving Longview, carrying wheat at about 11 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Well, let's talk about salmon habitat restoration in a very, really nifty way. That's quite, this is a lovely story. This is from National Geographic Online, and it's a story about how beavers help restore salmon habitat by just doing what they do, building dams, living their lives. When they do that, they help make things better for salmon. But this particular story is centered around a really interesting dam removal project that happened in around 2014 in Northwest Washington. The Glines Canyon and Elwha River dams were removed then. Those dams were both about 100 years old. They were dismantled between 2011 and 2014. And this was the largest dam removal project in history. And within months, the sediment-starved delta, as referred to in this article, so that because of the dams, not much sediment had been deposited at the mouth of the river. That river, that delta, that shallow area of silt that is usually deposited at the mouth of rivers by natural movement of sediment, was beginning to be restored. And since 2014, the Elwha River's delta has grown by at least 100 acres and has pushed out into the Strait of Juan de Fuca more than 300 feet. And that has created new space for birds, butterflies, willow trees, alder, wildflowers, and threatened Chinook salmon, whose overall population had declined by 60%, have almost doubled in the Elwha since that dam removal. A record 9,000 salmon were expected this year, according to a fisheries biologist at Olympic National Park. Now, this is a tidally, salty wetland. Might seem a strange place to search for beaver, because they're known to settle in freshwater ponds, lakes, rivers, and wetlands throughout North America, but they don't handle salt water well. So the beaver's presence here is remarkable, not just because they're only typically found inland, but also because their ecosystem engineering is the suspected key to this remarkable recovery of Chinook salmon. So the beavers build their dams in side channels, and it creates slower moving water. It creates, it just has all sorts of effects that offer refuge for young fish, protecting them from predators. The slower moving water allows for more insect larvae, which feed the fish. And the beavers are just doing their thing, but it is creating great side effects for the salmon. Now, North American beavers are known as ecosystem engineers. They build dams, lodges, tidal pools, and channels. They were once thought to be absent from intertidal coastal zones, but these rodents have been critical to restoring Washington's Elwha River Delta following the removal of the Glines Canyon and Elwha River dams. Now, beavers tend to avoid humans and very salty water, which can make them sick, but their range may have been more extensive historically than scientists realize, and now they may be returning to some of those places where they had previously been hunted almost to extinction in the past. You can find this article online at nationalgeographic.com. The article's title is "Beavers on the Coast Are Helping Salmon Bounce Back. Here's How." You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.